This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
A pet swan named Pooh.
Yeah.
Now, that's remarkable.
Get out of here.
Wait, a chicken has an earlobe?
The color of the earlobe?
Well, how else are they going to wear earrings?
That's why, you know, you never saw Dick Clark and Fidel Castro at the same time either. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening and or watching. You can watch the show if you'd like to at Facebook or YouTube. Just type in today's issues and you can join us here in the studio as we have Trivia Friday for the next hour and 24 minutes. I'm Tim Wildman with Jim Stanley. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for letting me be here.
Absolutely. And Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim and Jim.
Where is JJ today?
Well, I just asked someone to bring me JJ's itinerary because I left it on my desk. But he is traveling this weekend, and he also has some other things coming up. However, just because I don't have it doesn't mean you can't find out where he is. Simply by visiting jjjasper.com. And should you want him to come do an event for you, you can find that information there as well, jjjasper.com.
What is that website?
I believe it's jjjjasper.com.
Is there a GPS tracker on him? On there?
No.
There's not, because you said you could follow him.
Oh, you know, my apologies.
They have this little thing on my iPhone where you can, if you connect with a friend,
right,
you can find out where they're at. And now the only one who's on it is my wife.
Right.
She, I probably shouldn't say this out loud, she doesn't really know that I have turned hers on with for me. Because like when she
You're
goes.
A stalker?
No. Well, like when she goes, sometimes she'll go like on Saturdays to a flea market. It's up an hour north. But and she's always says, when I come back, I'll pick up something to eat.
Right.
So I will check and see, and I can tell where she's gone. Okay, Wendy's. I'm having Wendy's today, and how long it'll be before she gets to the house.
I don't know. Even with your wife, that's a little creepy right there. Well, I don't know, but you might want to tell her when you get home.
No way, I'm not telling her.
Okay. We have Life 360.
What you got?
We have Life 360. It's an app, and so I call my mother-in-law and my wife. They're both creepers because they'll see when I leave work. And I'll get a text while you're at Walmart.
Yes.
You know, or while you're at
it's cool.
Big Box.
So you're
store,
looking around.
And I'm thinking
Big Brother's following you.
It's pretty cool. So she's at Walmart. She's at Walmart. I'll see she's at Walmart. I can tell when she leaves. All right, good. She's gonna stop by Pizza Hut, pick up a couple pizzas.
Tell you how many times my daughter's used her phone while she's on the road and how fast she's gone.
I guess my wife can watch me on the patio. how long the game lasts.
I can tell you where JJ's at now. He's at Berean Baptist Church in Mansfield, Ohio. Thanks to Jonathan for bringing me the itinerary. And then on April 1st, he's going to be at a pregnancy center fundraiser at the Women's Hope Center in Mount Vernon, Illinois. But I believe he'll be back with us between those two times.
So when will he be there, that last one?
That's going to be April 1st, but that's what I was saying.
Are you fooling?
No.
April 1st.
I know.
All right, here we go. Let's get on with the show.
Thank you, Tim. All right.
JJJasper.com. I got more of them.
JJJasper.com. Trivia Friday it is here on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
We're going to ask trivia questions, three questions each here, and then we're going to let you call in and answer and or ask. We prefer that you do both. Here's the phone number to call and be on the air with us. 888-589-8840. I'll give that again. And please don't call if you've been on the air in the last 4 weeks. We have a four-week waiting period between calls. So please honor that.
Why is that, Tim?
We want to get as many new people a chance to be on the air with us as possible because we have folks call and say, I've been dialing for 3 years, haven't been able to get in. Yeah. And so
if you do call and it's inside that window, we'll know because we are tracking you.
Right. We have an app. We have an app that.
Just kidding.
The phone number is 888-589-8840. You can send us an email, comments at AFR.net, comments at AFR.net. One of these questions, if answered correctly, will bring forth this sound. Yes, a beloved cowbell will ring, and you will know, and all the world will know that you have answered. You've answered yourself a question, a special question, which will. What am I looking for here? The mystery question. That's
yes.
what I'm looking for. Which, if you're watching now on Facebook or YouTube, which we're showing you the T-shirt that you're going to win. Tell them about it, Ed.
This is the Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
It is a beautiful gray with black and purple on it.
Uh-huh.
This T-shirt is, as I've told our listeners before, it is bulletproof. It never gets dirty. Completely, absolutely stain-proof. You can drive over this with a tractor actually flying
over houses
wearing this.
I mean,
that's your opinion expressed on this program.
So there you go.
And folks, if you would like one of these T-shirts but don't want to risk, you know, will I win? Will I won't not? You can go to afastore.net and buy you one. All right, $15 for a T-shirt, reasonably priced, considering many T-shirts cost that much.
And handling?
Includes shipping and handling, but it will also help the Ministry of American Family Radio.
I think that's everything, fellas, besides asking our questions.
Yes, that's right.
Go ahead, Jim.
You're right. All right. True or false, in JJ's honor, a gun can fire in space. Is that true or false?
Ooh.
Now, we're talking outer.
We're talking outside
outer
the
space.
Earth's atmosphere and outer space.
The space could be anything. You know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. You're right. I apologize. Here, let me correct my sheet.
Just,
in outer space.
Add the word outer.
Right. In an outpost.
A gun can fire in outer space because it contains its own oxidizer.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true or false? Then what team did Babe Ruth play for before joining the Boston Red Sox as we move to getting ready for first pitch and everything, you know, spring training going
on. Okay, now repeat the question again.
All right. What team did Babe Ruth play for? What minor league team? No, that's not right. It is. So what team did Babe Ruth play for before joining the Boston Red Sox?
I'm confused, Jim. I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
Repeat it again.
What team did Babe Ruth play? Babe Ruth, the baseball player,
yeah,
not the candy bar.
Got it.
Play for before joining the Boston Red Sox.
It was demeaning, Jim. and it was unnecessary because I was only speaking for many others who were confused by the question.
Well, yes.
You're
saying he
played for the New York Yankees, he played for the Boston Red Sox, and prior to that, who did he play for?
Exactly.
There you go.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
how?
Yeah.
Because he's famous for going from the Red Sox to the Yankees.
Right.
Okay, but before he did that.
Yes, that's okay.
So,
in his earlier life.
Right.
Got it, Jim. We got it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because this is in inner space, not outer space.
Go ahead with 3 minute question number three.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Thank you for joining us, folks.
And we'll be here all day. What is the all-time leading NCAA division? Who is the all-time leading NCAA National Collegiate Athletics Association? Division I scorer in basketball. Was it Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jerry Lucas, Wilt Chamberlain, or Pete Maravich?
I wasn't far off.
I was close to three minutes.
NCAA leading scorer.
Basketball
all-time?
All-time leading basketball
even today?
Scorer.
Even
record,
today? The record remains today? Got it.
That's a good question.
Basketball.
Actually, once you got it out.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel so much pressure.
Hey.
All right. You want me to go?
This is the big leagues right here, Jim. Big leagues, buddy.
All right, you want me to go next?
Yeah, go.
All right. The popular television series MASH
focused
on a mobile army hospital during the Korean War. What was the number of their MASH unit? For example, was it the 82nd MASH unit? There's a number. It was famous on the show. Second question, Bible question. In the book of Esther, what was Esther's Hebrew name? Third question on the television show Leave It to Beaver. Beaver was a nickname. What was the character's real name on Leave It to Beaver?
All right, here are my questions. Number one, what animal accidentally plants thousands of new trees every year?
Accidentally?
What animal accidentally?
Just making sure.
Plants thousands of new trees every year. Number two. Staying within the animal kingdom.
As we love to do.
Yes. What animal can eat can only eat with its head upside down.
What?
It's not. That's not. That's not a rock
before
band.
Before or after it went to the Boston Red Sox.
Okay. What animal? What animal can only eat with its head upside down? I'm serious.
I think I know the answer to this one, actually, now.
I'm serious, Clark.
Okay.
Number three, red, fennec, arctic, and bat-eared are all species of which animal?
Red, fennec,
arctic, and bat-eared. A lot of people know the answer to
this. I think I know the answer to this one.
Are all species of which animal? You get the question, Jim?
I do. No, I'm with you.
Okay, you get it? All right. Well, there you go. You just don't know the answer.
I do not. No.
Okay, all right.
Nope.
All right, so are we all clear?
I think we're clear.
Okay.
I believe so.
Okay, Jim, get us started with the phone call.
By the way, our computers, I looked over at Jim's. The size of the font on this is only made for 25-year-olds. So hopefully we can get
these. Did we get new laptops in here?
We did.
Okay, we'll adjust that later on.
Did someone say something about that earlier this week? I don't remember who he was. He's been on Exploring the Word.
What am I supposed to?
Oh, wait. Come log Tim in, please.
What's the password?
Should we give that out on national radio?
Brent, is it 1234? Is it? Is it like one of the what was the guy up at worked for the government for Hillary Clinton? Oh, had all those top secrets on his computer and his password was password.
Oh, password.
His password was password.
That's right. Well, I thought I'd written it
anyway,
down.
Anyway, go ahead. Let's go to phone calls.
David, Virginia, welcome to Trivia Friday. And if you know the password for Tim's computer, feel free to tell us.
No, I don't know. You can always try password.
Duly noted. All right, go ahead. What
you want to ask, answer, or do both, yeah. David?
I think I'll do both, please.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
Okay, I think I'd like to try the NCAA question.
All right.
And this is a good question, by the way, because I have two or three in here that I might pick. But okay. Go ahead.
All right.
Hey, let me just tell you who it is before we... All right. Is that, am I going to
write? No, please write it down. That's fine. All right, as I repeat the question, Tim's writing his answer. Who is the all-time leading NCAA Division I basketball scorer? Was it Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jerry Lucas, Wilt Chamberlain, or Pete Maravich?
And I'm going to guess that it's Pistol Pete Maravich.
It is absolutely Pistol Pete Maravich.
Wow.
Yes,
now,
sir.
See, I was going to guess then Lou Alcindor.
No,
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, okay.
Pistol Pete Maravich. Well, who's that?
This is David.
David, do you want to tell us about him, or shall I?
You can.
So you don't need my notes at all.
I don't need your notes. No, I don't need your notes.
You just need a password.
I do need a password, but Brent gave me a password, Ed, so I'm inside our computer.
Tell us about Pistol Pete.
Pistol Pete, Pete Maravich.
Right.
He played 3 years at Louisiana State University, a.k.a. LSU, in the late 60s, early 70s, I think it was. Anyway, what was remarkable about him, his dad was the coach of the team, is that he averaged. The reason he only played 3 years is because they wouldn't let freshmen play at the time.
Yeah.
But he averaged 40 points, over 40 points a game.
I was going to say 44.
Wow. Like 44 a game for 3 years.
And that was before the three-point line.
And the shot clock.
Right.
And no shot clock. So a team didn't have to. So no shot clock, no three-point line, and you average 44 points a game for 3 years is that will never happen again. It will never, ever happen again. You forget that. And, of course, he had, I think, 27 – fellow teammates quit because he never passed the ball.
He had a lifetime record there of 3,667 points.
Right.
And if there had been a three-point line, they say that his average would have increased to 57 points a game.
What? Because they marked out where he shot
from? Where he shot from. Yeah. Yes,
sir. That's phenomenal. 57-point average? Wow. David, you got anything to add to that?
Not to Pete Maravich, just that he was a great, great man, and I saw the movie, so that's why I knew.
The pistol, yeah.
Yeah, he was actually a basketball fan.
He later in his life became a Christian, and in fact, he passed away, unfortunately, playing basketball with Dr. James Dobson out in Colorado during Focus on the Family program. They were in the gym, and he just had a heart attack and died in his 40s, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, David, what's your question for us, brother?
Okay, so I want to ask you, what is the last stated consequential curse and stated from God? Consequential curse in the Old Testament.
Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, okay? So don't say yes or no. All right? No, this is going to be, guys, this is going to be Book of Malachi, and it's I think a curse where God says in Malachi 3, I'm going to turn the hearts of the sons back to the father lest I smite the land with a curse. I think that's it.
Well, what's the curse?
Well, it doesn't say. David, do you want what the curse was or just the last mention of a curse?
Just tell me where it is. That's right.
All right. So that's my guess.
I'm going. All right.
I'll go with that.
All right. How does that sound, David?
Well, you're close, but it's a wrong chapter, and I'll actually state it. It says it's in the last two verses of chapter 4. The last chapter and the last two verses of the Old Testament, it says, Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. And as stated in the New Testament, that Elijah was John the Baptist who came to turn the heart of the fathers to the children. And but I believe that curse is still here today. And those are the consequences of parents turning away, fathers particularly, turning away to other interests and losing their children. So,
okay, so I had the right passage. I just named the wrong chapter.
Wrong chapter, yes, that's correct. Okay.
Well, it's still wrong, Ed.
That's right. You were close.
You know, we're not into relativism.
Well, let me just say, for you two wise guys and for David, okay, the chapter numbers aren't actually in the Old Testament. Those are added. I had the right passage.
Right.
Man.
Duly noted. That, well,
you guys who want to...
Look at the body language Ed's displaying right now.
I'm telling you, he's very defensive.
I'm a little irritated.
He is resisting.
I'm a little irritated at this point. No, I'm not.
All right, thank you, David.
Hey, David, that's a great question, and it is something to keep in mind. Absolutely. I love that passage,
all right.
Even though I got the number
wrong.
Shall
we talk to John from
Ohio?
All right.
I think we shall.
John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, well, you guys, this is the sender of the... squat. I've got some more here ready for you, but I left it outside and it froze. So
it's the what of the what?
He sent us a box of squat. Remember, we had said
something. You did?
Yeah, we had said something, and we did. By the way, John mentioned that. I think the following Friday. Right. I don't know if you were listening.
I appreciate that.
But we had mentioned something about I didn't get squat, and he sent us a box of squat.
You did send us a box of squat, John, and we greatly appreciate it. The squat has not been used.
It's pronounced our name of our town here. It's Galena, not Galena or whatever you said. But anyway.
Boy, I tell you, people are. This is Picky Friday today. I just got to tell you.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Hey, listen, we're just having a little fun. So,
okay.
John, we do appreciate the box of squat. And for all you who are listening, John took the hint. Sometimes we'll say, you know, hey, listen, folks, if you want to send, a box of that. Right. And John was listening, and he did.
Right.
So,
right.
All right, John, you want to ask?
When I heard Tim say that on the radio, I thought, man, there's going to be a million people that's going to send boxes to them guys. I'm surprised.
Nope.
Well, we got a handful, but.
Most people don't listen, John.
We're not feeling much love here.
The social media age.
People think we're putting people down here on trivia, and we're not. We're trying to make people betterer.
Smarter
and more awesomer.
That's right.
You know.
Well,
so.
I have told hundreds of people about your show, and of course the rest of the week too. But
absolutely,
and we appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
Hey, John, which one did you want to answer?
One about, let's see, shoot, I wrote down here which one I was going to do.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, John, we want our students to come to class prepared. All right, here's the question. The popular television series MASH focused on a mobile army hospital during the Korean War. What was the number of their MASH unit?
Well, I was one of the 106 million people. Me and my wife were down visiting our her parents down in Florida, and we watched that show. And that was the 4077.
Yes, the 4077 MASH.
Right. Now, are you talking about watch the last episode?
Yeah, I'm sorry, the last episode, 106 million.
Yeah, I was in college when that happened. That would have been I wasn't a MASH fan, so I didn't watch it, but I know there were MASH parties all over campus.
I never cared a whole lot for the show. My wife has recently, the last couple of months, just falling in love with it,
MASH,
watching reruns.
Yeah.
And so I come home from work, and it's MASH reruns on.
It happens. I've heard about that.
Yeah.
Other marriages.
That can happen. Just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never know.
John, did you have a question for us?
Yeah. Well, I've got a French-in-law, and he's always watching football, which we call soccer. And he just goes crazy. I mean, he's always watching it. But do you guys have any idea how many people watched the last World Cup final?
I can tell you,
you mean like
at my
house?
Person didn't care.
You didn't, Jim?
I did not.
You weren't uninterested? It would have been the most watched probably on the planet.
What do you got? All right, we're just going to kick a number around. Hang on, John. What do you think, like a billion people?
I'm going to say billion.
All right.
I'm going to say billion with a B.
I will say billion with a B.
2.2 billion.
What?
Wow.
There are only 6 billion on the planet, right? No, I'm serious. I think there's six
or seven, between six and I don't know how they figure that out, but
So
basically almost a third, maybe a little under, watched it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You wonder what the ads were for that. The ad rates were for that.
That's crazy.
You can reach 2.2 billion. What was it?
I think
2.2
it was
billion?
In Moscow, I know that, and it was I think Russia was it now, who was it? Somebody versus France. France won.
He lives in France, so that's why he was so excited.
Anyway, thank you, brother.
All right, John, appreciate it. And
I just, I'm not.
I apologize apathy.
You don't follow. Well, you know, hey, to each his own on sports, right?
Right.
Like, some people don't like sports at all. Some people like different
some people
kinds. Ed's a big hockey man, you know.
Wearing a hockey shirt.
Okay,
right
so
now.
The Boston Bruins, that's not the basketball team.
You're talking about the UCLA Bruins.
Hey, Jim.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's embarrassing.
I'm messing with you. Boston Celtics.
Oh, Boston Celtics.
Yeah, that's the
okay.
basketball team.
Yeah.
Which Pistol Pete played for in his latter years of his NBA career.
I was thrilled when we got him, but
he wasn't very
past
good.
Past his prime.
Yeah, he wasn't very good in the NBA. Let's go ahead and take our break. So you were just kidding there, Jim.
I was being facetious. Ed never knows when I'm joking.
I got it. So we're well.
Dry delivery.
You know, you have to develop chemistry.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, as a team here on today's issue.
Whether you failed it in high school or not,
as a staff
on this show.
And now you can. I learned in college pass chemistry on a curve. You can. At least when I went. When I was
in college,
school.
They graded on a curve. Oh yeah, that's probably typical in college.
Yeah,
classes.
Yeah, well, it was a college class like 200 people. Yeah.
I was too busy in Bible class.
Were you now? Okay. All right. Well,
forget chemistry.
I was learning about evolution and atheism, Jim. We'll be back in a minute.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
You know, what's really
nice about our tour of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon in September is the fact that we're with Christians who support our ministry from all over the country. We may talk differently, but we have a like mind and a like heart, and it's always a joy to spend time with our supporters. So if you want to join us on the September Spiritual Heritage Tour, Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon, we'd love to have you. Now, for all the information, the dates, the pricing, everything, go to spiritualheritagetours.com. We'll fill up soon. The June tour is already sold out. We're going to fill up soon for September, so don't delay. We also go to Williamsburg and Jamestown on a tour preceding the Washington, D.C. tour. So if you'd like information on either one or both of those tours, go to spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com.
Fox News Commentary with Todd Starnes.
Cracking down on barking dogs. That story next. Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu. Saddle River is one of the most affluent towns in New Jersey, home to lots of doctors and Wall Street professionals. The average household income is north of $180,000. It's sort of a hoity-toity place. Important information so you can understand the dynamics of this story. Because Saddle River, New Jersey, wants to outlaw excessive dog barking. Town leaders are considering a plan that would punish dog owners with fines, even jail time. They say barking dogs cut into the comfort and repose of anyone in the vicinity. What did I tell you? Highfalutin. Dog owners who break the new rule would face fines up to $1,000, or in some cases, even jail time. You know, in my neighborhood, somebody would just open up a window and holler out, "Tell that dog to stop barking!" I don't live in a hoity-toity neighborhood. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's your Fox News Commentary.
Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man, with an eye like an eagle and as tall as a mountain was he. Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man, he was brave, he was fearless, and as tough as a mighty oak tree. From the coonskin cap on the top of old Dan to the heel of his rawhide shoe, the rippin'est, roarin'est, fightin'est man the frontier ever knew. Daniel Boone
that
was
song,
a man.
That song,
that's a great song.
That doesn't get old, does it?
I have that on my iPod.
Yeah.
I seriously do.
Well.
I have a bunch of... I know Jim's looking at me like I'm nuts.
No, it's no.
I have a bunch of like
no,
little theme
no
song
in that
yeah.
book.
Yeah, there was. The rippin'est, roarin'est, fightin'est man, Jim, the frontier ever knew.
That's right.
If that
very masculine
you,
song.
If that doesn't get you up going.
Have you ever heard Alice Cooper do that?
No, Jim, I haven't.
I've got that on my iPod. It's amazing what he can do with that song.
But see, there was no belittling there, was
Daniel
there?
Boone
Daniel
is
Boone
out
is
forever.
Welcome to my Daniel
Boone.
It's welcome to my Daniel Boone mayor. I think that's what it's what he renamed it. Anyway, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim, Jim with Ed. JJ's not here, people.
He is not.
And there's nothing we can do about it. Okay. He's traveling by choice. So if you're disappointed, JJ and his alter ego, I think we named him Earl.
Earl
is not here today performing. You can contact JJ, okay? Now, we're going to repeat our questions.
Do I have to? I'm scared.
No, I think, Jim, we there's nothing personal.
Okay.
You know,
we're not judgmental, Jim.
No, we just try to help each other out here, and if we, give lame questions.
You just want me to be a smarter or better person.
Yes, we do. Go ahead.
All right. This is a true or false question.
Uh-huh.
All right. A gun can fire in space because gunpowder contains its own oxidizer. Is that true or false? And then, what baseball team did Babe Ruth play for before joining the Boston Red Sox?
All right.
All right? Good. In 1929, staying with baseball, as much as I fear that, what feat did Lee Richmond perform in a Major League Baseball first? First time it ever happened in the Major League. And Lee Richmond did it in 1929. What was it?
Wow, I'm pretty good with baseball trivia, but that, I don't even know that name.
Lee Richmond. His right feet, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Here's my questions.
Right feet.
Yeah, what feet? Right. I know it's pretty
keep
lame.
Going. Move
even
on.
For my standards. All right. In the book of Esther, what was Esther's Hebrew name? What was Esther's Hebrew name? Second question. On the television show Leave It to Beaver, Beaver was a nickname. What was the character's real name? And I will add this question. Mm-hmm. The Roman numeral X has the numeral value 10. What value does the Roman numeral M have? M. What value does the Roman numeral M have?
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, red, fennec, arctic, and bat-eared are all species of which animal?
Sound like girls I dated in high school.
Wow.
How are you going out with tonight?
Old bat ears. I got a
date with bat ears. Oh, my word. Arctic, you know, she's already taken. Okay.
She's right. Cold, man, and, cold.
And Red said she'd never go out with me, so yeah, right. I got to go with bat eared.
But she was hot.
Number
she was hot.
Yeah.
Red fire.
Yeah, I got it. We got it, yeah, Jim. We got it. Explain that to your wife.
Number two, what animal accidentally plants thousands of new trees each year?
Now, there is an animal that does it on purpose, but we're talking this one does it accidentally.
Accidentally. And number three, what animal, I'm just all in on the animal kingdom today. I got stuck on that page looking at my questions. Yeah, I thought, man, these are great questions. What animal can only eat with its head upside down?
I think I know this one.
Yeah, this is a real.
Interesting.
It's the only animal in the world that can do this trick.
Wanna?
For it, it's not a trick. It's
I've done it upside down, but I don't have to.
we don't want to know any more about that story.
Right there.
All right, let's go to the
Amos
phones.
In Ohio, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning and God bless.
Thank
if
you, brother.
I'm about 90 miles east of Mansfield where JJ is.
Oh, you going to go see him tonight?
Or so he says.
I apologize. I'm on the sick list. In fact, if I start coughing too hard, hang up on me, please.
Oh, okay. We will, Amos. But thank you for.
I was incorrect. He's not in Mansfield tonight. Don't go to Mansfield tonight.
Oh,
he'll be there March 19th. Last night
he'll be well by then.
Yeah, you would be. Last night he was in Albany, Georgia, Tonight he's at the
Alcatraz.
JJJasper.com.
That's where you find out where he's at. Amos, you want to ask, answer, or do both, brother?
Both, please.
Which question you want to try to answer?
The one about what was Beaver Cleaver's real name.
Okay. On the television show Leave It to Beaver, Beaver was a nickname. What was the character's real name, Amos?
Theodore.
Theodore is correct. Theodore Cleaver.
Oh, okay. His real name,
Jerry Mathers.
Jerry Mathers was the actor. The character's real name was Theodore Cleaver,
and known as the Beaver. Was he called Theodore very often on the show?
Yeah,
by
his teacher would call
only
him.
Only when he was in real bad trouble.
Yes, his teacher would call him most of the time. Would call him Theodore.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what were they? The father and the mother. What were their names? Their real life actors and actresses.
Let's see.
Hey, that's my question for you.
Oh, okay. That is it. Huh. All right, go ahead.
Partly. This is one of JJ type true and false. Hugh Beaumont, who played Ward Cleaver, Beaver's dad, was licensed to preach by the Methodist Church, and Ken Osmond, after he stopped playing Eddie Haskell, became a motorcycle cop. True or false?
That's true.
I think that is true. Both of those are true.
Yeah.
In fact, Osmond had to retire on disability after his bulletproof vest could only stop 4 of the 5 bullets fired at him.
Wow, he was shot 5 times?
Yep, but the vest caught four of them.
Wow, did he live through it?
Yeah, he went on disability.
Oh, whoa, I'm sorry.
He
okay.
Growing up, Ted Turner did a Still the Beaver adult show in the G-rated adult show in the 80s, and Ken Osmond reprised the Eddie Haskell role, and his sons played Eddie Haskell's two sons.
Wow. Oh, okay.
There's a lot of trivia right there.
Absolutely.
And now, what was I just can't remember what was the mom's the actress? What was her name?
Barbara Billingsley.
Barbara Billingsley.
Was she in? Was she popular in something else, or another movie, or something? Barbara Billingsley.
I don't know, but she could have sold her pearls.
She was on Airplane.
Afterwards.
She was the lady who could translate the Ebonics from the two cool black guys into standard English for the stewardess.
Oh, that was on the movie Airplane or something?
Yes. If you like cartoons, she was the voice of Nanny and Muppet Babies in the 80s.
Huh. Oh.
Are these folks diverse personal friends or family members? I mean, are you getting residuals from this?
No, I have no life outside of that.
Furthermore, he's sick right now,
yes,
so he can't
I'm
go anywhere.
While he's down.
He's sick.
All right. Thank you, brother. Take care.
All right, Amos. Have a great weekend.
Yeah. That's a great question. Hugh Beaumont.
And we're going to travel to Missouri by phone and talk to Russell. Russell, welcome to Trivia Friday. Hello, Russell. All right, Russell, go ahead and turn your radio all the way down for us, and I'll come back to you in just a moment. And so, Quincy from North Carolina, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you. Bless the two of you.
Well, there's three of us here, so which two are you blessing?
Right. the two that I like the best. You figure that out.
The two that you like the best. Oh, man. All right, Quincy, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Which question you want to try to answer?
The first question. It's concerning the firing of the gun to space.
Okay, sir.
It cannot.
I'm sorry. The question is, a gun can fire in space because gunpowder contains its own oxidizer. Is that true or false?
False.
I'm sorry, sir. You are incorrect.
Really?
Fire can't burn in oxygen-free vacuum of space.
Right.
But the cartridge contains its own oxidizer, which ignites the gunpowder and fires the bullet.
Who's proven this?
And that's according to LiveScience.com.
They've got a great reputation.
Okay, now let me ask you this. If it is in fact true, as you say, Jim, that you can fire a gun in space, can you hear it go off?
Sir, that was not my question.
I'm just asking.
That's like the tree in the forest and nobody's there.
The answer is no. There's no sound in space because it's a vacuum.
So you mean Star Wars and all those movies are false?
False.
Man. Mm-hmm.
When you see an explosion on Star Trek or something like that, it actually makes no sound because there are no molecules to carry the sound waves.
But they tried a no-sound Star Wars movie, and it did not go over well with the public.
That's right.
Hey, Quincy, did you have a question for us, sir?
I do.
Go ahead.
I do indeed. The question is, who was the first and only person in the Bible who referred to a woman as a heifer?
As lived?
Heifer.
Wait, hold on.
Lived.
I don't think you called her a heifer. What did you say now?
Go ahead, repeat that, Quincy.
Who's that?
All right. Who was the first and only person in the Bible who referred to a woman, as a heifer?
Huh.
Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Quincy, for a second, so don't say yes or no.
Solomon.
Well, maybe Isaac or somebody, or said she's as beautiful as a heifer or something?
That's what I was thinking of Songs of Solomon.
Oh.
Because there were so many.
Beautiful. Called a woman beautiful as a heifer? And that was a compliment?
Yes.
Wow. Thanks, sure have changed.
He didn't get out much, I'm telling you.
Look at her.
Because it's like the eyes of a heifer or something like that.
She's lovely as a sow.
Chef Gordon Ramsay's been known to call some of the cooks heifers. So.
Well, okay.
All right, you know what? I don't know.
Do you think you know?
I think it's Solomon.
All right, so we got one guest on the table here, Quincy, and it's Solomon.
That's not correct.
Well, that's not unusual.
You want to do like he did to you? That's what Jim did to you. Why don't you do it back to him?
You're wrong. All right, what's the answer, Quincy? I want to hear this.
Samson.
Samson.
Samson. When the Philistines got his bride to be to tell them the answer to the riddle, he said, "If you have not plowed with my heifer, you would not have known the answer."
All right, then. With my heifer.
I guess if you're Samson, you can get away with
that's
it.
That's right. Well,
the rest of us mere mortals.
She gave away a secret? I'd have called her a heifer, too.
I want to just say publicly, I would never call my wife a heifer under
any
circumstances.
No, not my wife. I'm too smart for that. She shoots better than I do.
So. All right, Quincy, despite the fact that you've only blessed two of the three here, we hope you hope. We're just talking about on the show, not talking about Brent or Cindy, but Quincy, you have a blessed weekend, okay?
All right, thank you there, Quincy. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
And Learning University is on the air. We got 44 minutes right here.
All right.
Of learning, and I'm going to give you the phone number again. Here's the phone number to reach us here on Trivia Friday. Call, get on the air. Now, if you've been on the air with us in the last 4 weeks for this show,
don't do it again.
Right. Don't.
Wait a week. That's all we ask.
Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. You want to watch the show? Go to Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues. And it will take you there. So you can watch our show and participate that way and engage with other listeners/viewers. Let's repeat our questions, fellas.
All right. That would be with me first.
Yes, go ahead, Jim.
Okay. So what professional baseball team did Babe Ruth play for before joining the Boston Red Sox? And one clarifier that might help, it was a minor league team at that time.
Okay.
All right. And then in 1929, what feat did Lee Richmond perform in a Major League Baseball first? First time it ever happened, he did it, 1929. What was it? Mm-hmm. And now this is going to be a question you're going to hate, Tim. I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm just throwing it out there. Most folks know that HTTP stands for Hypertext Transfer Protocol.
Sure.
And some know that FTP stands for File Transfer Protocol.
Uh-huh.
But what does HDMI stand for?
HDMI. I just know when I go to the dentist, they ask me, do I have that?
Do they?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, do I have
HDMI.
That?
HDMI.
Uh-huh.
I think I know most of those letters.
Oh, that's the thing that pops up when your TV screen goes bad and you get all mad and angry and worked up and have to control your spiritual. And 'cause you
sounds
can't,
like none too successfully.
Well, and you can't get it to go back to wherever it was supposed to be on HD4, or was it HMII, or was it? Y'all know what I'm. Am I the only one?
I know exactly what you're talking about, but I'm trying to figure out
VCR
where you're at in terms of your television here.
All right, let's say you have more. Never mind.
Well,
I know it's
very simple. You're choosing what device you want to watch.
Right. I know it is still when it happens once every year. You're right in the middle of a show you like, and then the TV goes off for the weather or something. It comes back on, and it goes. And it's got this list of 10 places you're supposed to choose where you want to go. Maybe you'll find your channel. I'm sorry. This is bringing back bad memories.
I can tell. I did not know it was going to be a traumatic question.
Well, it's just
clearly.
And you go, and then you start yelling at people who aren't home. Where is this? Nobody's there to hear you. Come here. Come on.
Where's the remote?
Right. Somebody come here and show me which one of these I'm supposed to click on. My show's about.
Where are my kids?
The game's about over.
I've all run
and
off.
And this happens. All right.
Here's my questions.
Mm-hmm.
In the book of Esther, what was Esther's Hebrew name? Second question, the Roman numeral X has the numeric value 10. What value does the Roman numeral M have? M is in Michael. And I'm going to add a question. It's a true-false. The toilet is flushed more times during halftime of the Super Bowl than at any other time of the year. Is that true or false?
Ed, we don't have bathroom humor on this show. No.
I didn't say it was funny.
Duly noted. Okay, so your question again is whether
the toilet is flushed more times during halftime of the Super Bowl than at any other time of the year. Is that true or false?
Interesting.
All right, Tim.
All right, my questions are, what animal can only eat with its head upside down? Number two, what animal accidentally plants thousands of new trees each year? Accidentally. It's an accidental tree farmer right there. A little animal or a big animal.
Could be.
All right. Number three here. A red fennec, if that's what it is, maybe fennec, but red fennec, arctic, and bat-eared are all species of which animal?
Is it a heifer?
It's not. We will rule out the heifer.
Okay.
Jim?
I'm sorry.
You just wanted to say heifer one more time.
Yeah. One more time.
All right, back to the phones.
Russell, Missouri, as promised, coming back to you, sir. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning, hallelujah.
Well, good morning.
Hey, Russell, are we interrupting your morning or anything here? We already came to you one time. I hope you made enough sandwiches for all of us.
Yeah, I got a few extras. Hey, I wanted to do both.
Okay, which question do you want to try to answer, Russell?
Oh, the one about Esther.
Okay, here's the question in the book of Esther. What was Esther's Hebrew name?
What was Esther's English name?
her Hebrew name was Hadassah.
Yeah, or Hadassah. That's correct. Good job, Russell.
All right.
Hey, man, I don't hear no bells.
No bells on that one. So,
peace prize?
No, he's one of the mystery questions.
He was hoping that was the mystery question.
Oh, I thought somebody said no bell.
He did, no bell.
No bells.
No bells on that
no
one.
Cowbells.
No cowbells on that one. We're having a tough time, Russell, because Tim apparently is having problems with his HDMI.
Right.
Hey, I take medication. What can I do? Right?
Yeah. Russell, what's your question for us?
Yeah, on the TV show The Western Gunsmoke, you know Doc Adams, he was a well-known character on there. Anyways, my question is, what was his first name?
Doc?
Doc Adams?
Yeah, oh, no.
Yeah, his first name is Doc something Adams.
Yeah, what's up, Doc?
That was just
begging to be said.
I'll give you a clue. Starts with a G.
Gordon.
As in gun. Oh.
You know what? I just have absolutely no idea. I can't even issue a
JJ
good
would
guess.
Probably know that, I think.
Yeah. Either you two guys know?
I said Gordon.
Gordon?
Just the first name with a G that came to
I'm
mind.
Going with Jim and Gordon. Jim Gordon also being the police commissioner on Batman, but that's beside the point.
Well, nah, you're wrong there. Here's the deal.
What?
Here's the deal. His name
Here's
was Galen.
Deal, that's what he said.
His name was what?
Galen.
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 Galen, right. Yep.
Galen you know, Adams.
Next time you watch that, look, as they go up the stairs there's a sign there that says Doc Galen Adams.
Huh.
All right, then.
All right. Okay. What was the...
Learning University.
Learning University right here, brother. Where else can you learn that, right?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, right. Appreciate it, Russell.
Take
Thank
care,
you.
Russell.
Have a blessed weekend.
Hey, what are those choices there on the TV? I don't want to belabor this point, but what are those? I was trying to look to see what's frustrated me
you
so
You mean
much.
like PC
HDMI
and computer?
HDMI 1, 2, or 3.
Right.
Okay. And then you probably have PC or
computer.
A chip that you a smart chip you can put in
yeah.
that shows your photos and yeah. stuff. And then there's another one where you could, you know, audio visual.
You used to have VCR too, didn't you, and UHF. And
right.
Things
right.
of that nature?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right.
And things
right.
of that I nature.
Just, and things of that nature.
All right. So what does HDMI, just for future reference?
HDMI stand for?
Yes. What does it stand for?
That's his
question. Oh, that's my question.
Yeah. That's what I'm
you
saying.
You want me to answer it?
No, I want you to. I just want you to. I want you to feel it, Jim.
Oh, I'm feeling it. Okay. Believe me. All right. And we think you're feeling it too.
I am. I'm feeling
all right, right now. Stephen from Michigan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello?
Hello.
Is there anybody out there?
Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. You want to ask, answer, or do both, brother?
Do both.
All right, which question do you want to answer or try to?
the tree farmer.
Ah, I'm interested to hear this yourself. Myself.
That's you. Yeah.
This is the accidental tree.
Oh, yeah.
Tree.
All right, here we go. All right, let's see. We are talking to Stephen from the great state of Michigan. True?
That is true.
And I shall. All right, here you go, Stephen. What animal accidentally plants thousands of new trees each year?
I'd say that's the tasty squirrel.
Yeah.
What is that sound?
That sound, he's answered the mystery question correctly. He's going to get himself a free T-shirt.
For my wife, she wants one.
All right.
Well, you're a smart man.
Trivia Friday T-shirt is in the mail now.
And if you've been listening to the show all show, you will understand when I say,
right.
Give her the T-shirt, do not call her a heifer.
No.
Right. Yeah, that was a good question, actually.
Yeah. Hey, great answer. Good. It was. I did have a good question there. And it's the squirrel accidentally plants thousands of new trees every day, each year, rather. With
it's
the
too.
Yeah. So.
Tasty, too. do you
eat squirrels? Seriously?
Yeah, I'm thinking about going hunting this afternoon.
Okay, my son.
To you.
My two sons, they squirrel hunt.
Let me show you.
But I don't know. I've had squirrel once in my life, but go ahead.
I was going to say, this is how this works. Stephen won a T-shirt for his wife. Now he's thinking of going hunting this afternoon. Because
right.
he won his wife a prize. Mm-hmm. Sweetie, can I go hunting this afternoon? Absolutely.
Right.
Hey, Stephen, before we go any further, when we're finished with you on air, do not hang up. We will put you on hold. And Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we will handle the T-shirt and ship it to you free of cost, free of charge.
Stephen, what was your question for us?
Mm-hmm. True or false? A famous transport plane called the Flying Dutchman, named after a legendary ghost ship, crashed when it hit a mountain in the Stanley Mountain Range, named Ghost Mountain during World War II. True
right,
or false?
Now, Stephen, let me just give you a little hint about true or false questions, okay? If you're going to give all that specific information, we're going to know right off the bat that it's true.
I'm going to say it's false.
You're
going to
say, false? Okay.
So we're covered.
All right, I'm going to say true. Jim says false, Stephen. Who's right?
It's true.
It's
all
true.
Right.
The flying Dutchman crashed.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
And the Stanley Mountains of all
ghost, ghost, ghost mountain.
Where was this?
What state is that, Stephen?
Stanley Mountain Range is in New Guinea. You can find part of the story.
What state?
On Pacific Rex.
Oh, okay.
Pacific Rex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, brother.
State of confusion, apparently.
That's right.
Hey, thank you, Stephen. Stay on the line.
Question.
We're going to put you on hold.
Oh, yeah.
And get your information. Congratulations on winning the Trivia Friday T-shirt.
I think Babe Ruth was in Boston and New York, and he was in the minor league system in New Guinea.
In New Guinea.
played for the Stanley Mountaineers.
Mountain. We'll be back in a minute.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.